This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening on this cold, cold Monday. It's cold around the United States, and the question is, has the violent death on the streets near the Kremlin in Russia on Friday of Russian opposition leader Boris Nemtsov pushed some Russians to the limit? That's the sound of tens of thousands of Russians rallying in the very cold rain, chanting, "Russia without Putin. We will not forget. We will not forgive." Former Prime Minister Mikhail Katsyanov, speaking to the rally, is urging the Russian people into action.
People who before thought that they could quietly sit in their kitchens and simply just discuss problems within the family, now they would start reconsidering everything that was going on in our country.
The question, of course, is, will this change anything in terms of Vladimir Putin's popularity or his ironclad grip on the state apparatus? Joining me in the studio, Masha Gessen. She's a Russian-American journalist, author of the forthcoming book about the Boston Marathon bombings, The Brothers, The Road to an American Tragedy. Masha, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Is it complacency that we would use to describe the Russian people in terms of their relative hesitancy to take action? Or is Putin really popular? What does this do to the equation?
It's neither. And I think, you know, using those words to describe Russia is actually rather misleading because you're talking about Russia as though Russia were a normal democratic society and people were just complacent and sort of or supporting whatever is going on. Russia is well on its way to becoming a fully totalitarian state. From having been an authoritarian state, a structure that was built by Putin over the first 12 years of his rule, over the last 3 years, it has been becoming a totalitarian state. He's been putting into motion the mechanisms of totalitarianism that were never really destroyed after the Soviet Union collapsed. So you can't really use words like popularity with any sort of meaning when you're talking about Russia, as Hannah Arendt wrote when she wrote about totalitarianism. The problem with the totalitarian system is not that it forces beliefs onto people, it's that it robs them of the very ability to form beliefs. You know, it is a matter of survival in a totalitarian state to know which way the wind is blowing and to go with the wind. Because, again, I want to say it's a matter of survival. So people will sincerely give the kind of answers that they're expected to give because it's a matter of survival. That's what accounts for the 84% popularity numbers that we get for Putin.
Do you think Boris Nemtsov believed that his end was in the cards somewhere, that this would be the way that he would die?
Yes and no. I mean, he was getting threats constantly for years. And that's the trick, right? If you're getting death threats constantly for years, on the one hand, you can't help but take them seriously. You realize it only takes one person to carry out the threat. On the other hand, you can't live your life in fear and sort of you become... this is where the word complacent may be a little bit more appropriate. You grow used to it. I've been told, I actually have no personal experience with this, but I've been told that he had the habit of turning off his phone for the night because he was getting so many threatening phone calls in the middle of the night.
What do you make of these protests? Because each one of these events, fighting in Ukraine, annexation of the Crimea, and now the death of Nemtsov are tests of this fear factor on the part of the populace in Russia. And it seems as though he's going to pass the test. These rallies are not terribly significant.
You're right. They're not terribly significant. I mean, it is almost a heroic act on the part of every one of those tens of thousands of people who came out into the streets in Moscow. And the estimates range from about 50,000 to about 100,000. That's a lot of people in the street. It's not a lot of people for a city of about 12 million. So each one of those people is very, very brave. And part of the reason that each one of them is very, very brave is because each one of those people knows that going out into the street carries great risks and no benefits whatsoever. It's not like any of the levers that exist in a normal society for turning a street protest into action exist anymore. So it's a purely symbolic act. It takes a lot of courage to commit that act. But there are never going to be that many people who do that.
So a rally can't become a political challenge in the way that seemed possible even 6 or 7 years ago.
Exactly. I would even say it seemed possible 3 years ago. That's the most significant change we've seen in the last 3 years since Putin cracked down in response to the mass protests of 2011, 2012.
So is Putin doing this to keep his job, to keep the jobs of his pals around him? Or do we see tanks in Riga and Tallinn in the Baltics at some point?
Oh, those are not contradictory propositions.
Really?
He is doing it to keep power. To keep power, he needs to continue mobilizing the population. He needs ever more popular and ever more aggressive campaigns in order to mobilize the population, especially in the face of a failing economy. And I think, yeah, the Baltics are very much in danger because Putin wants to keep power.
Do you think the Ukraine situation is a stalemate and it will stay like this in the indefinite future? Or will there be some sort of territorial consolidation? There will become some sort of eastern Ukraine zone, or that Ukraine will fall on some level?
I don't really want to make predictions about Ukraine because I don't have any more of an understanding of it than Putin has a plan for it. He doesn't have a plan. What he does understand,
he's improvising,
and he understands very clearly that he needs to keep mobilizing. He needs to keep the fervor going. How he's going to do that exactly from day to day and from month to month, he doesn't know, and we don't know.
Mm. And I guess as we watch the people in the streets, it only underscores just how heroic their act is. Then, in the face of all of what you said.
Absolutely. I have the greatest of respect for each one of those people. I'm afraid that when Kasyanov says, you know, this is going to change everything and people are going to act, that's wishful thinking. That's unfortunately not happening.
Masha Gessen is a Russian-American journalist, author of the forthcoming book about the Boston Marathon bombings, The Brothers, The Road to an American Tragedy. Masha, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
This is The Takeaway.